Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We are just in the get-go stages of the holiday season. And boy, oh boy, my little guy getting excited.
I bet.
We're actually setting aside little moments of TV time for him to watch the classics. And listen, I'll break it down on a future show, because we really could take 20 minutes on it again. But I have to tell you, this past weekend was Rudolph. And if there is a darker, more desperate, and just human-hating piece of television that you will ever see, it is that despicable Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
I had to
filled
drop
with fear and hate and despair and animal abuse. It's got every single element you could possibly count.
I actually had to drop the DVD in last week to pull some tape, and it starts with a death-causing blizzard. Mm. People are dying in New York.
And moves right into the birth, which is very sweet of Rudolph. And then they discovered that he's got the red nose. And don't get me started, because I could I do it automatically.
If we do this year, I think we need to examine Santa's dysfunctional marriage, because his wife is an enabler.
She's trying to kill him.
Trying to kill him, exactly.
She's trying to give him the beaties.
The beaties.
She is. She is. No one wants a skinny Santa.
That's right.
The whole,
that's right. No one wants a Santa with open arteries.
Eat this high cholesterol, high fat food that you will, you know, every chance in the world that you'll be flying over like Nicaragua with your sleigh and get a heart attack. It's disturbing crap. But nothing more disturbing than, the whole thing is disturbing. Then the island of misfit toys.
Right.
Where toys are thrown away because
they're
different.
They weren't really accepted either.
Yeah.
What a horrible message.
And I also read online this year that, you know, the doll that everyone seems to think is just normal, but on the it's like a rag doll. And that they asked the producers what her ailment was, why she was a misfit toys. Depression.
Yeah.
I mean, how screwed up
depression.
Is that?
Oh, right. Yeah. That's right after the Charlie in the Box.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the king of the misfit toys is this
king,
deformed lion with wings. King Moonracer, which is just, it's despair. But nothing worse than Santa and his tood, where, you know, the only time that I will be good to you, Rudolph, is when you can be of use to me. Like, you know, seriously, some of the finer sweatshops in the world, some of the Chinese Apple factories where they make the phones, Santa's got nothing on them.
Right.
You know, I mean, they've got nothing on Santa, is what I meant to say.
They're equally evil.
Just horrible. And then that coach, that prick coach. Yeah, Rudolph, you're not going to play on any reindeer games.
like a Division I football coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only worse.
Yeah.
Only worse. Snarkier than a Division I. And by the way, I watched Invincible over the weekend because I love Marky Mark. And, you know, I'll watch all of his. You know Invincible?
Yes.
Where he plays the walk-on for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah.
Well, a very old and, you know,
that's a
very
solid
old
flick.
Movie.
Is that
solid?
Solid
yeah, yeah.
Is that how he's listed in the credits? Marky Mark?
Marky Mark.
Yes.
A lot of Dick Vermeil crying, if I'm not mistaken.
By Greg Kinnear playing Dick Vermeil.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot he played Dick Vermeil in that. That's great.
I'm not sure. You know what? I am not sure. And way to go, Oscar, with the Dick Vermeil crying.
Yeah. Pole.
That goes back to my era. But I was able to identify, because it was the mid-1970s where this happened, I was able to identify the Giants quarterback. I'm going to sneeze. Hold on just a second.
Okay, here we go.
Get it out.
It's 42 degrees down here this morning in South Florida.
First sneeze of the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. But
ho.
Hey, you know what also is traditional? You know what also is traditional during the Christmas season?
What's that?
You've asked for it. You've clamored for it. And we've decided to give it to you. It's the Kraft recipes, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Kraft recipes that that you've come to know and expect. And I have to say that this one is this one recipe? Here?
One recipe, yes. But it is double spaced.
You and Pony get together and write these?
No, this is a solo effort on my part.
This is a solo effort.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any Crown Royal stains on this this recipe?
There was a there was an initial run through with the Veil of Sobriety, and then perhaps a rewrite last evening.
In the great tradition of the Mike O'Mara run up to Christmas, the Mike O'Mara show, not the Mike O'Mara run up to Christmas. I'm not going to. Who am I, Donald Trump? No, the Mike O'Mara show. featuring Mike O'Mara, ooh, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana with the executive producer Pony Boy Matt Bloom. The run up, we normally do this, so I figured we might as well dive right in with
it's
today's
tradition.
Craft.
Right.
Are we going to have a recipe a day leading up to Christmas?
I don't think every day. We don't want to spoil them.
Oh yeah, okay. Just checking. Just
every
checking.
Other.
I might pen one.
I'd here love go, if you ladies. Would. I love when you do.
All right, here we go. Excuse me. Sorry. You turn up my music, please. Yeah. Can you start it again, please?
Yes, of course.
Can you start it again?
Here we go.
It's got to be louder, much louder.
Oh, wait a second. That's not the right button.
Oh, what's going on?
He got us that
we're
time.
We're 5 minutes into the show.
He got us.
14, 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks?
2 weeks. Y'all, we got 14
get
more.
On the website.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hit that Amazon.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Only 14 days left for Christmas shopping. Times are fleeting.
Times are fleeting.
Intercept them.
What a classic.
All right, very good. Now I'm ready. They never get a white Christmas on the beautiful island of Oahu. But that doesn't mean you can't remember the 50th state this Christmas with this Polynesian treat that's sure to keep your holiday visitors and your taste buds guessing. It's a New Jersey classic, courtesy of one of our most straight-laced interns. It's Mother O'Brien's Flying Hawaiian Cayenne and Wine Toaster Pockets with Cilantro Molasses Dipping Goo. A non-traditional take on an old favorite. Start by dressing in a camouflage baking suit. If you can't find one, that means the camouflage is doing its job. Stale two loaves of French baguettes. Then put them in your sleeves while allowing the end of the bread to stick out. This is fun, because now you appear to have bread hands. Make sure to gesture spastically at the horny neighbor who is always peeping in your window. Melt 6 pints and 1 quart of Snowstar brand Neapolitan ice cream by throwing it into a preheated cast iron Dutch oven from across the room. Make sure to use the money-saving Snowstar coupon found in the current issue of Modern Pre-Diabetic Magazine.
Oh, God.
It's the issue with Chrissy Metz on the cover.
Oh, that's
Rob
a good
Spiewak.
One. That's a good one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I like that one.
Take the melted ice cream and strain it through a standard cat litter box scooper and store it in a gumball machine. Set aside and say a meaningless prayer.
What?
Next, make sure your pizza oven is set to 800 degrees Fahrenheit. Do this by checking the gauge on the oven, because if you try to take the temperature with your tongue, it hurts. Fill the pizza oven with unfulfilled dreams and unrealized goals. Sprinkle with disappointment and bake until fully depressed or an internal temperature of 165 degrees. Using a wooden rolling pin, stuff a 20 to 24 pound thawed frozen turkey with hot dog rolls, capers, fancy ketchup, casual ketchup, BB's, 1 cup of meat from spaghetti sauce that's been rinsed clean, and 1 ill-tempered seahorse. Look at him. Look at him enjoying himself.
Oh, you bring such magic to it, Mike.
Truss the turkey with kitchen twine until it begs for mercy. But then continue trussing, because that's what the bird wants. More. You can see it in his eyes, which are in his no longer attached turkey head. No big deal. Continue until you're done. You'll know the feeling. Wow. Line a cookie sheet with parchment paper. I personally recommend the Declaration of Independence, but the Articles of Confederation will do in a pinch. Smear generously with melted Brock Starlight mints, rendered human fat, yogurt, ham, jelly, 3 figs, and a harp. Next, hose down a laundry basket and leave it wet. Pour 1 box of Bisquick in the basket, shake to coat, then add 12 medium eggs, a scant gallon of spoiled apple cider, 1 dozen stewed prunes, 1 dozen sober prunes, 1 sleeve of delicious Trump brand Let's Make Dessert Great Again chocolatey cookies, and a 12-ounce can of fish lubricant. stir with a weed eater, and then using a quarter cup dosing scoop, hit yourself in the head. Now, step into the laundry basket and recite scripture. Try Paul's letters to the Corinthians. Not too shabby. While reciting, hollow out a cantaloupe and fill with the innards of a honeydew melon. Add salt, pepper, tomato paste, three kinds of vinegar, Nutella, a soy milk, kale, coconut water, and one syringe full of rice pudding. Shake to combine and let sit for 3 to 5 business days in the warmest spot in a cold garage. When it's ready, spread thinly on a cheap replacement hubcap that you found at a car wash, gift store, between the greeting cards and the air fresheners. Put it in the sun. It will harden as it dries. Bring it back into the kitchen and cover completely with
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
Douse with kerosene, set on fire, extinguish with silly string, kick it with grandma's steel-toed boot, and to hell with it. Chill completely, slice thinly, and serve with hot cheese-infused tea at the Maid Cafe at the Christmas in Japan convention. Another holiday favorite from Kraft.
It's delicious.
My God, start the show, you hump. Oh my.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Christmas with Burr, Brian Butterfield. I had my Christmas tree specially imported from Mexico. Oh, a present for me? I shouldn't have. Oh. To Brian from Brian. I bought myself this present with my eyes closed, so I genuinely don't know what it is. Oh, a pregnancy testing kit. Every year, I follow a recipe which has been handed down
recipe.
From Butterfield to Butterfield for over one generation. Grandma Butterfield's Christmas pizza. The whole of Christmas in one convenient dish. Turkey-flavored chicken. Belgian sprouts. Mince pies. Mini mince pies. Baby pork cylinders. Chocolate currency. Nutty nut-nuts. Non-calendar dates, indigestion tablets, varicose vein cheese, orange fish flesh, cloud nose fruit, Hibernian eggs, bread and ham deltoids, bonsai brandy bottle, and Christmas bonbon. Christmas.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I get dressed,
Live from the Fiverr Studios
on
our nation's
capital. Some
of it really
fine.
Some of it fine. Beautiful thing. The Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. Are you in the Christmas spirit? We are. Can't you tell? We're on the air, on demand, heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Bo-bo-bo-bo.
Nutty
the Mike
nut
O'Mara,
nuts.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by That's It. We love this company. You're going to love them too. Are you taste buds bored? Let me tell you about an amazing snack I found called That's It. That's It started with fruit bars, then veggie bars, then get ready, chocolate bites.
Yum.
Amazing fruit dipped in dark chocolate. And That's It makes the perfect holiday gift. Give That's It gift boxes for the health-conscious folks in your life. The starter kit features one bar of each. Apple blueberry, apple banana, apple strawberry, apple mango chili, black bean peas, black beans, carrot, yum. The Whole 30 box has 36 bars of our fans' favorites for Whole 30 diets. The paleo box comes with 36 bars of our paleo fan favorites. It's perfect for the paleo diet. Or the master pack. Master Pack. Master. That's 144 bars. Perfect for stocking up. Make sure to check out That's It on Instagram for giveaways running all December long. That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Go to thatsitfruit.com, enter my code TMOS at checkout, and save 10% off your order. Do what we all did. Get these amazing That's It snacks. You're going to love them. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. That's it. That was the first craft recipe of the season, penned by Mr. Rob Spiewak. And Rob Spiewak, social media, two things that that I bust Rob's balls about more than anything else are his posts on social media. And you gave me two gems this weekend.
Which ones?
Do you want the safe after the shooting gem, or do you want the response to my daughter's picture gem?
I think we should address both of them.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen either of these. Let me see.
All right. Let me just talk amongst yourselves whilst I bring this up. And the first one was, there was some sort of shooting in Leesburg over the weekend. Am I right about that?
It was at the Sheets right across from the Walmart. And probably about a mile and a half from my house.
What went down?
There was something to do with
money being
owed to somebody, and there was a shooting.
Money's owed?
Money was owed, and bullets were fired.
Damn, Daniel.
And it was and very
Rob
close Spiewak to my home.
Rob posted that he is safe.
I did.
Why would you do that?
Well, would I say I'm not safe?
Shouldn't you save that for people that really need it?
Well, people need to know.
Like,
Pony made me laugh out loud.
It's not a bit. Someone got hurt.
Exactly. Near
You're
my
not
house.
11. You're not an 11-year-old.
I'm
not. Like a 14-year-old girl.
No, I'm not a 14-year-old girl.
It's running around. You don't. Why did you have to put, Rob is safe? That was weird.
Actually, the person that put up the, clued me to the article, asked if I was okay, and I said, you know what? What the heck? I'll tell the world. I'll scream it from the highest mountaintop. I wasn't
Rob
at that sheet. Spiewak
is safe.
I'm safe. I was not hurt. And I think that my beautiful town.
Well, what about your town? I mean, did you put it up for your family? I mean, can't you text your family that you're okay?
No, my family
that's...
doesn't care.
And of all people that probably aren't out, it's you. So you would be safe.
Now that's you'd think that. But that Sheets is where I buy my Faygo.
Do you think everybody wants to, you know, when they hear about, do you think as soon as someone heard about a Leesburg shooting, they would think about you?
I wonder if Rob Spiewak is safe.
I'd say
is that why you posted it?
There's a certain number of people that might think that. They associate me with Leesburg, as I associate you with Fort Myers. But like, when, you know, people don't know the geography.
Is it on your page? There's so much on your page.
Yeah, it's on my page. It's there.
It's hard to find, to be honest.
His page is like a lost and found bin. Like
it is.
You know,
it is. It's,
you
it's,
know
it's impossible
that there's
to
a
find
charger
anything.
You want in there, but yeah, you don't know not, if you want to reach in and mess with everything else that's been left or lost.
And you'll get dirty hands. You don't want to get your hands dirty.
Every time I go to a hotel desk,
it is kind of a Christmas bin. It's a bin of Christmas
but
toys.
But it's lost and
when
found.
When you go to his webpage, it is lost toys. And found.
There are some things you want. There's some things you never want. Like, I don't want the dentures that were left. I don't want to touch them. I don't care if they're in a plastic bag. That's not what I want to be a part of.
Yeah, but the dentures are at the bottom of the
How
bin.
Is your page run?
I don't know.
I mean, you probably don't know. It's the Facebook people that do that. But, like,
it moves
I'm after O'Reilly. That wouldn't be right, would it? I mean, wouldn't it be chronological or would it be
based on... It should be chronological, but I also think that stuff moves up if it gets more
action. Based on
your action. Yeah. And also sometimes like common posts are grouped together, which I don't understand.
Well, happy birthdays?
Like happy birthday posts get grouped together.
That's all he has.
You just sit there. Oh my God, you post so much. Ha, I found it. December 8th, 5:04 p.m. Rob has marked himself safe following the Leesburg shooting. Leesburg Police Department are on the scene of a shooting near a Walmart in the 900 block of Edwards Ferry Road.
Just
Rob marked himself.
I feel I should say that we don't have tracks per se in Leesburg. We don't have
tracks.
You know, like when people say they're on the other side of the tracks. We don't have any tracks, but that shooting was on the other side of 15. And that has a very similar feeling to it. It's not my side.
Are you making a snobby comment about other people that live in Leesburg?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Was it in the rough part? Well, Walmart's traditionally in the rough part of town.
He's the trashiest guy in Leesburg, and he's making fun of the other side of
the I don't go to the Walmart. I hate the Walmart.
Yeah, but you walk your dog by letting your dog out from the front door and say, hopefully he'll come back.
He's done it every time.
How far is the Walmart? How far is the Walmart from your...
couple miles. miles, probably. I don't know. I don't walk it.
You give me so much Christmas joy. It's not funny. You do.
Like, he's the snobbiest, trashiest guy we know.
Thank God you're safe, though.
Yeah, and you see, really, isn't
that something a child writes or something?
Can't we enjoy the takeaway?
I'm sorry, that's sexist. You probably need to hit the misogyny alarm.
No.
Can't we have the takeaway that, thank God, I'm okay?
Mike, thank God you weren't shot.
You said it better earlier when you said a teenager. A teenager
would say, I'm safe. To make sure their family knows.
Or they want to make it all about themselves because they live in a town that never has a shooting. God bless them.
No, we seldom have shootings in Leesburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Leesburg Police Department investigating a shooting that happened in the tire shop in the 900 block of Edwards Ferry Road.
Yeah, they share a common parking lot with the Sheets.
Shortly before 3:30 p.m., a caller to Leesburg dispatchers reported a disorderly subject in the nearby Sheets store. A short time later, a 911 caller reported the same disorderly man inside the tire shop located behind Sheets. Okay, that tells me if they're in the Sheets and then they're at the Walmart that it's probably maybe a crazy person.
You're a crazy person. You're crazy. Why do you do this to me and your
father?
With
your Sheets and you're eating your honey buns at Sheets and waving a gun around.
Yeah.
According to the department's preliminary report, an altercation began with the disorderly man and an employee of the tire shop. I bet I know how that went down. Get out of here! During the altercation, the 911 caller... the 911 caller shot the disorderly man. Oh, that's not good.
No, you see...
If it was just a crazy guy, why'd they shoot him?
My guess is that if he was actually arguing with a guy at the tire shop probably billed him for 45 minutes of work. That place sucks.
So it sounds like the guy at the tire shop that was arguing with him shot the crazy person.
Sounds like people at that tire shop. Yeah, you know what? They all have the charm.
Here we go.
This
will tell everything you need to know, though. It's important enough to post that he's safe. What's the follow-up on it? What happened? Do you know what happened?
He was taken to a hospital.
No, but that's from the story I'm reading from the original post. Mm-hmm. What happened? Did you follow up and find? Was there any news about it, or did you search for any news? Tell the truth.
Of course you didn't. No. Why do you even ask?
Because it doesn't matter.
Don't you want any resolution? The resolution is
Wouldn't there be any level of curiosity at all in that melon head of yours that you would want to know what happened? Whether the guy
the resolution
who
was in the Facebook post. The resolution is that I'm safe.
Oh. It ends with you.
Yeah,
yes.
Him too.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you.
Sometimes the answer's in the question, Mike. Okay. Look at me. Never better. Ta-da!
You do look happy.
Yeah. Well, of course. Anytime you dodge death.
You don't care whether the man lived or died, the crazy guy, or whether the shooting was unjustified by the tire shop worker. As long as you're safe.
Although, I will say this. I may do a follow-up this afternoon. If for some reason we can get a tire shop employee in jail, that would be good.
All right. Now, this next one, I will enlist the support of your favorite person, Mr. Oscar.
Yes. He is my favorite person this time of year, especially.
I'm here.
This is one where I really think it's important to give you an indoctrination into terminology.
Okay.
Right? And what is appropriate and what is not.
Okay.
And so on December 9th at 11:13 a.m., my daughter, Catherine,
mm-hmm.
a very lovely lady, she posted an update to her profile picture with one of her many audition pictures in her. They're called headshots,
right,
where they send them out to different directors and casting agents and things like that. So Carla responds to this. If you go to Catherine's Facebook page, Oscar, mm-hmm. you'll see this.
I'm looking right now.
It's not like searching Rob's. There maybe one post every
thank you
3 days. So Carla writes, best period picture period ever. And then Catherine responds
to
Carla.
Oh, she looks beautiful.
Love you. Thank you. Carla says, Catherine, I'm going to love you too. So they have a little lovey-dovey exchange. I like it myself. I give it a lock. And then Rob Spiewak writes, knockout.
Oh, okay. God.
Now, wait. How is that any different than what Oscar just said?
When
he said it, he said, she looks beautiful.
Knockout is, in my humble opinion, that is a sexualization term.
Really?
Knockout is, yeah. Yes.
It
you
was purposely chosen
things.
Purposely chosen as
yes,
an
I
old
know
school
it was.
It was purposely chosen as a retro 1940s reference.
So it would the dames. Be, yeah. Hey, she's a knockout. So it I would sure be, like I to did bang the... her. She's a knockout.
Nice stems.
No, you see, yeah. Didn't say that. Nice didn't stems. Even think that. I know. Just wanted to offer in a compliment.
Hold it, stop right there. Let me tell you. I know you didn't think it. I know 1,000% you didn't think it. I know you never would think it.
Yeah, that'd be
that's
creepy.
Important for you to know. This is all about terminology.
Yeah,
you see, and I think it is the way you interpreted the terminology.
This is no. You might. This is not. I could in a jury would come down on my side, and so
if you could find 12 Oscars, sure they would.
No. Look, Rob, again. You're making his point. You're essentially saying, I thought it was a sweet thing to say, and it's an old-timey reference, and I threw it out there, right?
Right.
But you basically wrote on her page, nice sweater kittens.
No. Like, that's so not, far from the truth.
It's just not
it
appropriate.
It just sounded a little creepy.
It was
knockout
not meant
was
to be
not
creepy.
The word.
Well, if I had said...
Catherine replied, by the way. Did you see her reply to you?
What did she write?
She wrote, Catherine wrote, aw, shucks, Rob Spiewak.
You see, that sounds to me
like she's uncomfortable.
No, it sounds to me like she interpreted it the way it was offered, which was that as a...
No, not at all.
I bet she was not uncomfortable with it. That would be my wager.
That's a misstep right there.
It's just to me...
But I spent most of my weekend clicking on my page to see when she complimented my headshot, and nothing. So thanks a lot, Catherine.
I that's your Santa hat one that you put up that you've had for a couple of years.
Oh,
right?
A long time. That. Check out the amount of gray in the beard. That picture no longer exists.
Okay, so you've got that, and it's your picture with Santa on there. So knockout just to me. I think there would.
What would have been a more appropriate one word comment? Now,
wonderful
granted,
picture. Okay. Wonderful picture.
Yes. All right.
Not even beautiful. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't type that. I wouldn't type that either.
I would say
you're too busy.
Well, and that's not about that. It just
no. You can like it, or you can say
kind of creepy. Yeah.
Great pick.
Okay.
It's just when you say knockout is she's a knockout. That's what that means. That she's a knockout means she's what a piece.
No,
that's the way the term is used.
When it was offered, it was meant like this. It was high praise without being sexualized.
But what if I had said striking? All right, let me look it up.
Striking's
not bad.
Striking's better.
Okay, but that's the way it was meant. It was meant striking.
But
wonderful.
You wrote knockout.
I did write knockout. That has been established.
Maddie, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, a female perspective.
Oh, we have Maddie here.
Yeah,
Maddie.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we had one of our female interns here. Maddie, weigh in on this. This is perfect. And you are just turned 21, and you're Catherine's age. Catherine is 22. She's a year out of school.
Put yourself in Catherine's shoes.
So I was kind of thinking of like a really strange analogy when you were all saying this, but like think of like Donald Trump calling Ivanka like a knockout. Like he wouldn't say she's beautiful. He calls her a knockout. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's right.
That's why she's one of the smartest interns we have ever had. That is a perfect.
So I was acting presidential.
You have to.
Well, on the contrary, I didn't think it was that appropriate. No, but I do see that point, Maddie. That is well said.
That is
so.
And she
funny.
Was matter of fact.
Yes.
That was.
It's like talking to your daughter. You're a knockout. Ugh, gross.
Well, no, I did, and also I didn't type
right,
it.
Here
knockout.
Is the dictionary.
I typed an it. Act, knockout.
Knockout is an act of knocking someone out, especially in boxing.
Yeah, feeling
informal,
it right now.
Second definition. An extremely attractive or impressive person or thing. Attractive being
impressive though.
But attractive
but impressive,
is the first.
It was an impressive photo.
It's a term of attraction. It's a term of knockout is a term of physical attraction.
Well,
that's the point I'm trying to make.
You're
and
making a leap there because
it,
you're saying
that's what made it creepy.
You're taking a leap. You're taking the picture saying that it's attractive and then saying that I'm attracted to it. That's a leap.
All right. Here's Webster's. Merriam-Webster.
Oh, that
number
guy.
Two definition, a sensationally striking, appealing, or attractive person or thing.
Well, you know what? Merriam-Webster can screw off. Big deal. You wrote a book with words in it. I could do that.
Let me, Maddie, let me bring you back into this discussion. Although, you know, you hit it out of the park with that first one. Would you find someone writing knockout that if you put a picture of yourself up there and a person in their late 40s were to put, you know, the
like
word
an uncle,
knockout at
dad-like
would you,
figure.
Would you find it a little creepy?
Yeah, that's so weird. I'm sorry.
Yes!
There it is. Well, there it is.
An impartial third party.
I guess I'll put on my to-do list some deletion today. Let's go and tidy up that feed.
And the Catherine comment, aw shucks, was kind of, you know. And oh, by the way, my daughter Catherine had breakfast, brunch with my sister and brother-in-law in New York over the weekend,
nice.
Which was very sweet.
Your sister Kathy?
Yeah.
Yes,
she's a
Kathy.
Knockout.
See, she's older than me, and she's older than you, so that makes sense to me when you say that.
Wait, the next time you speak to Catherine, will you please, on my behalf, tell her I meant nothing creepy, but also find out if she was offended or creeped out by it? Because I'm just curious.
I think we should book her on the show.
Okay.
I think that would be, because I'm not going to be able to see Catherine during the holidays, which is the first time ever that has happened. And, you know, and it's...
what's the story?
She's got a role that she's in rehearsals for, and she's going to go down to spend Christmas in Virginia, but she's not going to be able to make it down to Florida. So it's kind of bumming.
I'm sorry.
It's kind of a drag.
It is a drag.
Yeah, but she's going to make it down here eventually. She's going to get here sometime during the winter, or I'm going to go north and see her up in New York. So
she'll want to make sure when she heads down that I'm nowhere near it. That will be the...
thank you, Rob.
The 500 feet.
Thank you.
The
most important thing, knockout or not, is that you're safe.
Thank God.
Let's take a break, and we will come back with more fun. And I'll tell you, you boys had some snow over the weekend.
Yes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was the Japanese anime convention. Oh, my God. So much going on. And
Christmas
we had the teddy
in Japan,
bear talk.
Mike.
Oh, Christmas in Japan. Anime 2017 thing. We'll take a break and come back
with
more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Political Watch never stops.
You are fake news.
Is somebody going to deal with this?
Making sense of it all can be confusing. That's where the Moore Network can help. Reintroducing Political Persuasions, a complete analysis of the big news inside the Beltway and beyond that's easy to understand.
With Mike O'Mara.
He is the president. Is he ever capable of being above the fray?
And Chris Freitz.
Not that I'm shocked by anything anymore, but that was what was surprising this time.
Political talk doesn't have to be boring. Political Persuasions.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent.
Available now on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thank you, Jim Amato. I appreciate that. That is very, very cool. Political Persuasions. We will do another one this week. Lots going on in the world, and I would assume, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the election down in Alabama is Tuesday. Am I right about that?
Yeah, the robocall went out this weekend, of course.
So then, of course, so we'll be doing that this week. We'll
results.
Be talking all about that. That'll be interesting. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hims. Men, here's a question: how do you look? Well, now you can look your best thanks to Hims. That is a new wellness brand for men. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness just for men. Thanks to science, baldness is optional. You don't have to lose your hair. Keep your hair in spite of your genetics. Hims has FDA-approved well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. Not herbal supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science.
Science!
There's no waiting room and no awkward doctor visits. You can save hours by going to 4hims.com. Just answer a few quick questions. The doctor will review your case and prescribe you exactly what you need, and it's delivered directly to your door. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Look better, feel better, do better with Hims. 4hims.com/TMOS. Well, a big weekend in D.C. First of all, you guys had the schnee, the snow. And I know, Rob, you out in Leesburg didn't get as much as some of the people east of the Beltway. But
we still got about 3 inches. And a lot of people described it as the perfect snow because it was light, it was fluffy, it was beautiful, but did not stick to the roads.
Did not mess up
traffic. No traffic whatsoever. It did do one thing, though. It made them postpone the football championship game in Hampton. from Saturday to Sunday because I guess I didn't want people driving. The snow was getting worse as you went towards Hampton.
Oh, that's the Tuscarora Huskies are a Saturday team.
Yeah, well, it's not so
They're
much
not
that.
A Sunday team, Rob.
It's not so much that as Robert had a basketball game on Sunday, so we couldn't go.
What was the result? Did they win?
They did not win. The final score.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was 40-27. It started with 33 unanswered points by Highland Springs. And I just thought, man, you know what? I'm so proud of them for making it to state, but what a long ride home that had to be.
Damn. Those poor guys.
Great season, though. Great season.
That you know, the Tuscarora Huskies, let's put our hands together for a great football season for them. All right?
Almost.
Sorry, Husky. Almost. What a great season it was, you know. And they played the game on Sunday
in Hampton at the Hampton University Stadium. They went down there.
Do you think maybe you were their good luck charm, though? Do you ever think about that?
I would never say that. I just know this: I'm safe.
You're safe. There you go. He's safe, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. So, was it the usual hype machine and the usual insanity that surrounds Washington, D.C. when we get snow?
Yes.
Or was it because it was on the weekend, was a little cooler?
Well, they kept emphasizing the fact. They said, well, this won't at least mess with the rush hour because it's going to happen overnight Friday going into Saturday. Now, I'm not a particularly early riser. So when I got up at about 8:30 and there was not a flake on the ground.
Do you sleep till 8:30?
I did on...
God, I'd love to sleep till 8:30. I wonder what that would be like.
Well, 5 days of seven, I get up pretty early. So.
Yeah, no, but I mean, even on the weekend, I can't pull it.
You can?
I'd love to. Oh, I can. Yeah. I probably do. Today, I did 6:45, which is almost a record.
Wow.
The little guy came in at about 5, crawled into bed with us, and we all Z'd out after that.
My mom says as you get older, you just keep on waking up earlier and earlier.
You sleep less. I know that.
I'm reasonably sure because the old folks around here like walk their dogs while it's still dark.
Yeah. My mom wakes up at 5 a.m. every morning. And I'm like, what are you doing, lady? She goes, I can't sleep.
My mom got up at like 4:35 o'clock for almost all of her life. It was incredible. Yeah. I'd love to be able to go. I look back at the days, the restaurant owning days, you know, when you go to bed at 5, you're not going to get up at 5.
Well, you've got restaurateur hours.
Yeah. But you know what? Waking up at like 11 or 11:30 is not a cool experience.
Oh, you feel
no.
Your day is
gone. No, and your day is gone. You've lost a quarter of a day by doing that.
I'll take early morning with that. But even with that, with you know, having beers at night not eating, I think this is now, I don't know how many days, but without having any kind of animal product in my system.
Mike's Megan.
My vegan. Mike vegan.
So vegan means no eggs.
No eggs, right. No
eggs. What are you going to do about fruitcakes?
Put them on ice.
Let me tell you the way
put
I look at
this. Put them on ice, yeah.
There's going to be Christmas dinner.
Right.
And there's going to be, I'm not going to basically put my guests, Kathy and Paul, and our next door neighbor through the idea of, you know, doing all vegan.
Tofurkey.
And I think that you, the guy that is really into this, one of the guys is married to a woman who has thousands of recipes and is very well known for her amazing vegan cooking. And she has dinner parties where people come over. This guy is not letter of the law. And I think that when you're doing this, the first couple of weeks are, you know, we want to see what how your body responds to it and how your body feels. But there's not, I'd be lying if I told you that this was any kind of really, like, I've been on thousands of diets, like weight loss diets, where, I go insane. This is not that case. I've lost 3 pounds on this, and I'm not obsessing at it.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is it's a lifestyle change more than a diet.
I don't feel great yet. I don't feel bad, but I don't feel that great.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like maybe there's a little withdrawal going through this with not, but I don't know whether that's true or not. And we're trying it for 2 weeks, and we're going to see how we feel at the end of 2 weeks, and then we'll go forward. But it's not like, it's not anything other than fun because the stuff we're eating, I was not somebody, believe it or not, that had to have the hamburger and the steak and all that. I would do it when I never thought about it. And I don't think about it now. What I do miss when I'm going on any kind of a diet, I hate giving up like carbs. I cannot stand giving up carbs. So that is something that is much more painful than giving up meat. It hasn't been all that big a deal. And I'll let you know at the end of the 2 week period how we feel and whether we're going to roll with this thing. And, there's so many people. I got so much blowback on this from both people personally and people on social media that when that happens, it motivates me to do it more.
Sure.
You understand how that works? Yeah. When people are like, my God, if you're going to do, you probably watched one of those vegan propaganda films. I said, yes.
No fluoride.
No fluoride. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Have you accepted?
And if it's better for you and people go off medication before it, I'm all in. Why not? Give it a shot, right?
Accepted or tried some sort of milk substitute? Are you trying like almond milk or soy milk?
Well, we've had soy and almond milk in our house for a long time. And by the way, I think it's either almond or soy. I forgot which one it is. Makes a hell of an eggnog. Really?
Really?
Vegan-friendly eggnog, which is delicious.
Is alcohol vegan?
Yeah.
The Miller products are. There's a list of what alcohol is. Wine is not as commonly vegan as you would think.
Why?
I don't know. This is all new to me, and I haven't read enough, nor have I committed to it enough to really. I don't necessarily. Here's how I want to roll with this. I don't necessarily want to be the preacher for this lifestyle. I think that what I want to do is, and I'm sorry if for those of you that don't like, animals being hurt or something like that, I'm doing this for inflammation. And if my body is less sore,
inflamed.
My joints are less sore,
yeah.
Inflamed, I'm going to see if that's the truth. And right now, I would say there's not a real dramatic change yet. So we'll see what happens with that. And if I happen to do weight loss too, that's fine. But I'm not, as I said, it's not all that hard. I love certain things that are vegan, and I don't have that big a problem. And we're probably going to back off of the processed stuff too, because really there's such a huge industry, vegan industry, of fake meat and fake stuff. We went to a vegan restaurant and that was, delicious. It was kind of like an Asian themed restaurant, and that was great.
Iguanaria?
Not Iguanaria.
No, it's not Iguanaria. No, because you can't do it there. But I will tell you one thing that I would give up, and this is my one negative for the vegan. I am, believe it or not, a man of larger carriage. I am not that big a farter. But the vegan lifestyle is, I'm getting a little tired.
Beano in your
being
system.
In the middle of Walmart, and just sitting there, oh my God, I have to go outside. And
constant.
Carl's the same way. It's pretty intense.
Is it like backdraft? Like everybody's got to get out of the way?
It's different, casualties. And it also seems to be getting better by the day. So I don't know, but that's my vegan update. I would think
that the gas is coming because of the increase in vegetable intake.
Yeah, probably.
But they say that the vegetable intake farts are not as rancid as like a beef-based fart.
Well, then I urge you to, because I described something that came out of my body yesterday as smelling like a dead hamster. That's the only way that I can use to describe it, but I will tell you that. The vegan lifestyle is, we made it through the first weekend, and we'll see
smells
what happens.
Like
when did
best,
we start?
What was the best?
When did we start? Last Tuesday or Wednesday? So Wednesday will be the first full week, and I'll keep you posted.
What was the best dish you had? The best vegan dish?
I have to tell you, my favorite vegan dish is simply beans and rice. Mm-hmm. I love brown rice and beans.
There's
your gas. Rice.
And by the way, there is my, because when that, and I'll have that for lunch today, and then it'll be like, hey, nice shot, Phil. It'll be that kind of thing. So
that O'Mara.
The fact that, look, it's the way
he's
it is.
He's a knockout
with
his gas.
He's a knockout. Hey, with gas like that, you could really go places. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, anime. I want to hear all about anime 2017, Christmas in Japan. Oscar has made a couple of comments about it. I'm not sure whether you were all in.
Window into Pony's soul.
Wow.
Four hours worth.
Oh, my God. We'll hear about it. The Japanese anime convention when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, A Tale from the Deep with Rob and Joe. One day in New Orleans, a comedian and his girlfriend came upon a fascinating discovery.
We went to the aquarium. It was right next to our place. And they had mermaids Joe? You ever seen a mermaid?
I've seen Mermelstein.
The beautiful mermaid beckoned, and as they came closer, their eyes locked. The mermaid then exclaimed,
"Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein."
Yes, it was the rare and elusive Mermelstein. They all lived happily ever after. For more stories of the deep, check out The Rob and Joe Show. Live tapings Monday nights at 7:30 Eastern at live.robandjoeshow.com.
It's like a Dolly painting, isn't it?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen, you already know that the TMOS bonus show is the most fun we have all week. We don't have commercials. We don't have restrictions. We have some of the greatest fights you'll ever hear.
Yes.
There's no censorship. It's disgusting sometimes. There's nothing we can do about it. You also already know that the TMOS bonus show makes the other five shows of the week possible. But did you know that when you buy or you renew your bonus show subscription this year, you will automatically be entered to win one of five $200 gift cards? How great is that? Holiday laughs from the bonus show and $200 to buy a few gifts. That is truly making the season bright. So make sure you're all set with your subscription and then maybe buy one for a friend. Trust me, the bonus show is much more fun to listen to than Christmas carolers, and there's less chance of frostbite. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the red bonus show banner. You get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Buy it now, and you're one step closer to a $200 gift card this Christmas. Good luck. That's a beautifully written spot.
Oh,
thank you, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa. It is time for the update. We were telling you, because they were a fine sponsor, Anime 2017, Christmas in Japan. Really, really a big deal. I know Pony was looking forward to it, and Oscar was going out of curiosity and to support the client that supported
down
our
the
show.
Street, one perk about living in the city is that when something is in the city, you really have no excuse for not going because
you
it's
can pop
right there.
In if you've got the time. Yeah, you can take some time and get down there. So we'll get Pony. We know Pony's going to love it, but you have never experienced this type of world.
I have never been to an anime show. I've never really peeked into the cartoons. I actually have gone as far as to allege that some nefarious activities goes on at these events,
like some illicit hookups.
Yeah, like sex. For years now, I've always felt like anime equaled like furries and just the dregs,
and cosplay,
the dregs
and
society.
Like the highly, the point you're trying to make, it's a highly charged sexual environment.
I always felt
that's what
like,
I thought too.
It was kind of like, I bet it's been years since you've been to the Renaissance Festival, but I've been for the last couple years.
Yeah.
And a lot of people dress up at the Maryland Renaissance Festival, but they're not limited to Renaissance costumes. Like, you'll be walking down in the Ren Fair and you'll see someone dressed as a stormtrooper. And I said, you know, that doesn't fit in, but it's just an outlet for their crazy cosplay wishes. And that's what I sort of felt.
Do you feel that that has gotten more prevalent as the years have gone, that people tend to, I've noticed that people, cosplay and dressing up and the Renaissance Festival and all that stuff, people love to wear costumes. Why Halloween has grown in popularity.
It's almost like you've put a safe place, an environment, turn it off, where they,
thank you,
turn that off.
It's like a safe place to act out.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Were there any knockouts at the Renaissance Festival?
You'd have to ask him.
Knockouts everywhere. First off.
Well, I was asking you Renaissance Festival.
Oh, at the Renaissance Festival? There's a lot of busty women.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
Do I know what you mean? You don't have to tell me twice. All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Ye old rice and beans.
That's right, yeah. Hey, all right. Hey, look at the wench with the mead. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. All right.
My cider isn't hard anymore.
Hey. I want to apologize to the anime community because I was completely wrong.
Don't be too rough about it.
No, there was a dark side to the anime show where Pony and I walked around one of the kiosks and we said, oh, why are those ladies' chests covered up? Because they're too sexual, right?
Yeah.
But for the
Wait. Explain. So when you say a kiosk, they had pictures
imagine
of the anime.
Imagine a baseball card show with anime toys everywhere. Right,
but when you say the chests were, but they had the bar through the chest because they couldn't show
they had
the naked breasts.
A piece
breasts.
Of paper covering the chest
because on the convention floor you couldn't have that.
Yeah, you couldn't have that. Right,
but there was it a poster or something?
It was a poster.
Like
it was
that?
A poster, not a live action.
Right, I'm just trying to get my head around exactly what. Yeah. So when you say a dark side, you're talking about kind of a a borderline slash adult
there's an adult side to it. Yes.
Got it. Exactly. Got
it. But it's not the majority of the show. This is a commute. This is a commute. And Pony, you settle down. This is a community of people. And I didn't want to say this. It's just a land of people that love Japanese cartoons. And they're nice. And they're not bullies. And when you say you don't know something or you question the fact that they bought a $700 doll, they don't get mad at you. They explain to you why it's a collectible, why it means so much to the community, why they go to Japan once a year. I stood in line for an hour to go to the Maid Cafe. Was it worth it? Maybe not an hour. I'll say half an hour worth it. And these maids call you master. It felt like... It felt
what?
Like, yeah, they're like, master, come with me. And then they
all right,
go,
hold on.
Yeah,
slow down.
Slow your roll.
I want to
2 days.
I want to ask about the Maid Cafe.
Yeah,
the Maid Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Were the maids hot?
Oh,
were they hottie maids?
They recruit them from the anime community to come, and it's almost an honor to be asked to be.
So
a maid.
They fly in the maids. Do you think?
There were some imports, Mike. There was definitely some
really?
Imports. Yeah,
Pony. Any comment on the Maid Cafe?
I didn't go to the Maid Cafe, but
okay.
Were they wearing cat ears?
Some of them were in cat ears.
Okay.
Did the reason you stayed away from the Maid Cafe is
because you don't have any desire for any kind of fun at all?
Or did you think that
your chosen
you would lose
world?
Control?
I had already eaten, and the group that I went with was ready to leave by that point.
It's a classier Hooters. That's
yeah,
all it
yeah.
is. It's a classier Hooters.
He craves action.
And they're in character.
He's the wrong person to ask about this event. I took a deep dive.
We're
deep
ready,
dive into
we're
the
We're ready
world,
to
right?
go. So- I know there's a lot of fun things, but,
yeah, but let's
we
go.
Don't want to get caught in that Saturday mid-afternoon traffic.
Let's go now.
Yes. Let's go home.
So you stood in line and went to the Maid Cafe.
I went to the arcade. I went to a symposium with where essentially we heard about a man at arms and how they make that YouTube series and how they make those weapons.
The weapon forger.
Oh, my God. It was really
you were excited for something. You were more excited than I would be about the sword guy. You went to see the sword
Matt
guy.
Matt Stagmer is his name, right?
Yes.
He's a man amongst men. He makes
right?
real weapons. And he makes.
Is he a big burly guy? Is he like
no,
a big.
He's a blacksmith from like old timey days.
And
he's
was
like,
he making beautiful swords
no,
on the
no.
floor?
This was a big ballroom where people were sitting there listening about their craft and their trade and how they make the TV show. And Pony
okay.
and I sat down. We're like, well, I stayed for another 40 minutes listening to
yeah.
that guy
yeah.
spout right. off about how awesome
and
he is.
And then Pony
he
checked his watch and said, I got to go.
If you want a Matt Stagmer sword, how much is it going to set you back?
They don't. They are so one-off, like one of a kind.
Yeah.
They don't sell them.
They're
real weapons. They're absolutely real weapons.
How do you don't get them at all? Where do they go?
No, they go on. They're on television, and they're part of their collection. They don't sell them.
They don't sell them to the common folk.
No, they make money off being awesome on YouTube. Or now he's starring in a show with Danny Trejo.
Did he display some of his swords?
No, Mike, this guy is such a swinging dick that he walked in with no weapons. And just did a PowerPoint and talked about how they make the program.
Wow.
It was
okay.
so cool and interesting.
Pony, did you think it was cool?
I thought it was great. They could have put it in a different room, though, because the room right next door was this like huge concert.
K-pop karaoke.
Yeah, you couldn't
really
hear
big
them.
In the anime world.
Wait a minute. What was the other room?
It was like J-pop karaoke and people
what
dancing.
What is J-pop karaoke?
It's like Japanese pop music, and it was really loud. So like every 5 to 10 minutes, someone would ask a question, and the audience would be like, how do you make the swords? And then boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom,
like,
clapping cheers.
Now, what about the cosplay people, the people in costume that were walking around the floor? This would be the reason. And I would take a cab downtown and go to this event.
If this is exactly what's happening.
How do you make a sword?
Open Gangnam Style.
How long does it take to forge the sword? Hello, thank you.
Don't forge in your mom's basement. You'll burn the house down.
Tony, it's time to leave.
A couple things. Was looking for someone. I would size up the costume in. If it was a dude, if I recognized the character, and there were a handful of Overwatch characters, which I one of the games I played.
That's your game. That's
and
your,
I took
okay,
a
see,
ton of pictures.
You got your inner nerd working.
Like a stalker, walked down two long hotel ballroom hallways because I saw one of my characters from Overwatch walking away.
You're following
and
the
I'm
character.
Like, man, I really got to go find Genji. Let me go find him. And then he went into like a back, like I don't know if it was a dressing room. So like I sat down and I was like, well, I'll just wait to see if he comes back out. And then he came back out and I stopped. I was like, do you mind if I take a picture?
Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
Was he thrilled?
It's so great.
Was he thrilled that you had that interest?
A, I found out two things. People do not want, do not accept payment for pictures. They're super nice. They don't want to get paid for it. It's like a, it's a passion.
So
it's a love.
Not like Times Square,
it's
the
not
Chinese
like
theater.
Square.
No.
These are
just people that dress up and get the satisfaction
yes.
out of going
yes.
to these events.
Some of the costumes, very risque. The shortest shorts I've ever seen on women. For a winter wonderland, which it was snowing on Saturday, a lot of women in the snow taking like photo shoots in their... in their Santa / Japanese / anime outfits where their cleavage is showing.
Pony, how would
else.
You rate? How would you rate the cosplay?
I would give it a. I'd give it a 10. I mean, there were some really, really yeah. great costumes.
10 out of 10 knockouts.
Yes.
Okay.
There is something I briefly want to get to. How much time do we have?
Oh, you have.
We got five. About
okay.
Five
okay.
Minutes.
Perfect. I found out that there is an adult side to this, an 18 and up, right? So, and for anybody out there, as far as anime is concerned, it's a great place to go people watch. It is certainly interesting. They have, and if you're an arcade fan, they had all these Japanese games. I definitely played Street Fighter V and got my ass kicked by some little kid. But it was fun. I sat down with a handful of guys, and they were telling me more about the Maid Cafe and how it works and how it's like an honor to be a part of that. And... in Japan, this is how the Maid Cafe is. And one of the guys, he says, I'm actually a host. And I said, oh, I thought he was a host at the Maid Cafe because I thought it was just women, right? He goes, no, there's another side to this where you can be a host on, essentially, imagine going to a lounge area and you're a host, like a bottle host or a bottle hostess, right?
This is getting into the old hooker cafe.
So I sat there and I was like,
hooker cafe.
Like, what do you do, dude? And he's like, well, I go and you know, people come there for companionship. And I was like, oh.
Companionship.
I said, no, but like nothing to fair. He goes, no, it's like open and you're hanging out. And I said,
so you come into the cafe or you go into the lounge, to just to sit with the hostesses.
Yeah, or host.
Or
men.
Or the males.
Men.
Sounds
men
like
it's
men.
It's mostly men. Women that want to hang out with men, mostly. Or men that want to hang out with them. It depends on what your preference is, right? Mm-hmm.
This is women that want to hang out with
women that want to hang out with men. And they're all good-looking really? Men from what I could see, right? And
where did you, my homoerotic friend, bump into this individual?
I found the best-looking guy there, and I said, hey, is this seat open? And we started talking. No, I didn't do that. It was with a crew of guys that were showing me around, telling me more about this anime world, right?
Okay.
And he said, right, I got to go. And I'm like, where are you going? And because we just sat down at the Maid Cafe. He goes, I'm a host. And he broke some I guess, culture down for me from that world.
Was he an Asian guy?
An Asian guy.
Okay.
Looked like he should have been in a video game.
Where was he hosting? Was it another?
It was in another.
Was it a room
it
or something
another
upstairs?
Another ballroom.
So to speak.
Okay.
And... the way it works.
Let me yes, interrupt for yes, a second. Yes. Can I ask Pony this before yes. we only got a couple minutes here? Yeah. Pony, is there like a subculture here? Is there like if you dig deep into this, can you like find, you know, in suite 13, 14, you know, you can go up and find, I mean, are you aware of anything like this or?
I'm very much aware of the host club type situations and the maid cafe type thing. It's basically, you have the maid cafes where you have girls in character that are taking care of guys. And then you have a host type situation where there's guys taking care of girls.
Mm-hmm.
And by taking care of, I mean, just like sitting down with. Hanging out.
Pretending
how
to
was the
be
food?
Best friends.
How exactly. was the food in the exactly. Maid Cafe?
Oh, it was great. They had like...
Was it Japanese food?
They had that, but they also had, you know, your American fare. You could choose whatever you'd like. The idea with the Maid
what
Cafe...
What did you order?
In tradition, of Santana tradition, I got chicken fingers.
Oh, how nice.
I asked one of the girls if they get hit on all the time, right? And she says they never get hit on. Because the guys are so intimidated.
Built on respect, maybe?
No, they're just intimidated by these hot chicks.
You do have it drilled into you, though, to be respectful throughout the whole experience with the cosplayers and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're very.
Okay, well, that's
kind of.
I, you know what? I don't mind that at all. I think that's kind of neat.
You can't run around saying, hey, knockout, come over here.
Yeah.
There you go. So you would say, but on a, Oscar, on the sexually charged meter, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sexually charged was the whole environment?
I would say a solid 7.
So not over the top. A bunch of horn doggies. It's people that like this anime. And you also saw
a handful of like parents that were in the lobby because they're just putting up with their anime kids.
Yeah,
but definitely if you were a dad and you were dealing with this, you're like, oh, this ain't so bad. This could be a lot worse.
And to be clear, the children are not actually anime. They're real children.
No, they're teenagers you brought to hotel
for
like a card show.
They bring the kids, let them play. Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate the whole thing?
I'd give it a 10. I had a blast.
It was a 10 show.
Yeah.
Sexuality at a 7. So the hosts do exactly the same deal for women where you go in and the guys pretend to be the girl's best friend. And I said, well, how do you know when to go? And he's like, well, when they stop paying or buying drinks or doing anything like that. I said, oh, so it's like a Hooters. He said, yeah. Same deal.
Fascinating. Yeah. What a fascinating bit of culture that was.
A lot of fun.
That's
a lot of fun.
That's it.
Do you want to do the fruitcake here?
Let's do the fruitcake. You can read the letter. You can read the letter.
All right. Fruitcake.
What you baking?
Fruitcake.
Now, this is an unprecedented day for the Fruitcake 12 Days of Fruit because it's treble fruitcakes. Woo! We've never done this. I read the letter. It goes like this. One fruitcake makes me quiver. Two fruitcakes make me shake. Three fruitcakes make me tremble. And talking to the men of my dreams make me quake. Please, I beg of you, provide me the quivering, shaking, and trembling joy that only you and treble fruitcakes can bring. Christina in Buffalo, New York. This is for three fruitcakes, and we call Christina right now. I like this letter because she seemed to embrace the import of the fact this is three fruitcakes at play.
Which would... you know, mean that she's there, and if she's not, somebody's gonna get four fruitcakes.
And
I'm very disappointed at the lack
Me too. There's remorse though, Mike.
I know.
There's remorse. Oh, ring back tones. What is this?
Christina is this person?
Yeah, Christina.
Christina. Hey. Do you do business on this phone?
Bossa Nova, baby. Yes, I'm looking for Christina, please.
Oh. This is.
Christina, this is Mike O'Mara. Do you think you might want to tell me why I'm calling?
Because I want three fruitcakes.
Yeah! Three fruitcakes! You have gotten our very first treble fruitcake victory.
Oh, my God.
And you will be receiving three delicious fruitcakes from Rob Spiewak.
And I got to know, will you share them? Will you keep one for yourself and gift two of them? What are the destinations of these fruitcakes?
I will keep two of them.
There you go. Good call.
I'm not sure where the third's going to go.
Very cool.
You know what? If they went to the O'Mara household, the third, Carla would keep one, Mike would keep the other, and the third would be a cosplay cage fight. That's what we would have.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that would be fun. Christina, thank you so much for being at your residence or your work and knowing that we were calling about fruitcakes, and because of that, you received not one, not two, three fruitcakes. Thank you
so much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Christina.
Merry Christmas, Christina. That's it. Congratulations. We will take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's Neo's You May Not Need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ladies, would you like part-time access to your favorite Bolivians, Wit, Wisdom, Wang, and Wallet? Are you capable of keeping your mouth shut and not ruining a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
This season's Oscar Santana scholarship has been claimed, but you may still be eligible for a Schmosker Fantana partial scholarship. While on scholarship, you'll learn about important topics like the value of Schmosker's time and why you shouldn't have sent that text.
Value
to apply,
of Oscar's
gather up your sexiest photos and mail them in discreet packaging to the Mike O'Mara Show. As with all Fantana brand offerings, no fatties, no uggos.
Only knockouts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Listen up right now. Great time to buy a house or refinance before rates go up. Knowing that is the easy part. The tough part is you probably don't know what you're doing. And that's okay. You just need to find the experts that have your best interest in mind. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easy. Listen up. The Fed is meeting, was it Friday they met?
No, they meet tomorrow.
They meet tomorrow.
Yeah, Tuesday.
And higher interest rates are imminent. That means you'll be paying more on car loans, credit cards, anything you finance, and especially your mortgage. So you got to lock in your rate ASAP. Cornerstone First Financial can make it happen, but you got to act now. Hours actually matter. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money on the line, and they will take care of you. Trust us. They are our neighbors, and they're good people. They even like Oscar. Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial. Their number is 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and my state of Florida.
Yay.
And Merry Christmas from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial.
News.
One of the wildfires in California is threatening a beachfront home owned by Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, no! She's so nice!
And Portia de Rossi also. She's a knockout. Yeah. It's not clear if they've evacuated yet, but over the weekend they did remove their pets from the house. Ellen tweeted, quote, "Our house is under threat of being burned. We just had to evacuate our pets. I'm praying for everyone in our community and thankful to all the incredible firefighters." Listen, to the people that are dealing with that world out there, our friends in Northern California, our friends in Southern California, good Lord. That is something
horrifying.
Really, really stunningly horrible to have to deal with that. She added, quote, "Everyone in the Montecito area is checking up on each other and helping get people and animals to safety. I'm proud to be part of this community. I'm sending lots of love and gratitude to the fire department and sheriffs." Same fire threatening the homes of other celebs, Oprah, Jeff Bridges, Drew Barrymore, Patrick Stewart, Rob Lowe, who did evacuate. Rob Lowe did.
It is so scary, the notion of having to leave everything. It's just horrifying. I can't
imagine.
If
you watch the 60 Minutes piece last night with Jerry Brown talking about, you got at a certain point, you just got to say, this has never happened before. How many never happened befores are we going to have in a 5-year period before maybe we start accepting the reality that we're causing this crap? I mean, I think you have to worry about it. It's terrifying. And when you see an entire hillside and so many hills, beautiful hills, dry brush on these hills in California, when you see a glowing ember, it's absolutely terrifying. Our best goes out to everybody. I have more good news, though.
Good.
Angelina Jolie and John Voight are speaking again.
Thank God.
Hooray. Angelina says, quote, "John and I have gotten to know each other through grandchildren now, and we're finding a new relationship. We've had some difficulties, but through art, we've been able to talk. It's the common language. We don't really talk politics well. We talk art very well. Voight is a pretty avid Republican, so it stands to reason that Angelina is not. Things might be improving, but they can't be that amazing if she's still calling him John."
Hey, there's nothing wrong with calling your parents by their first name.
Oh, that's you've
really
done that
weird.
For years,
yeah.
Right? You've
done that. And you know the real reason behind this has nothing to do with art or politics. She
What's
wants
that?
To get her hands on some of that tasty National Treasure money.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
All right. Major League Baseball might want to start making the Yankees World Series rings. Ladies and gentlemen, as a Red Sox fan, I can tell you that once again, the tide is beginning to turn, and the Yankees are turning back again into the evil empire. They just got the National League's best player, the home run leader, Giancarlo Stanton from the Miami Marlins, who are getting rid of every player that's decent because they're cheap. Stanton gets into a lineup that's already awesome. Aaron Judge, the home run machine.
Mm-hmm.
An AL Rookie of the Year. The Yankees are sending the Marlins some infielder. I don't even know the guy's name. Starlin Castro. And some prospects. It's a typical Yankees deal because they've got all the money.
They're sending them Ron Say, Mike.
Yes. Why would Miami give up on one of the few bright spots they have? Well, they stink. And they've stunk for way too long. And they need to make a lot of changes in getting rid of Stanton's $325 million contract.
Oh,
that's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Yankees are printing money. And the Red Sox do the same thing, but they didn't get Giancarlo
Stanton.
They're
going to give, as far as a lineup is concerned, the $500 million guy is going to be DC's finest, right? He's finally going to go to the Yankees, or is it going to be the Red Sox? There's no way he stays here.
It's kind of the way it goes. But, back in the day when the Yankees got everybody, it was a fun team to hate. So it's probably going to be good for baseball to have a guy like Giancarlo Stanton in a Yankee lineup because you'll hate them more, okay. Like I do. Thank you. According to a new study, the average American spends $1,175 a year ordering takeout and delivery, which works out to about $70,000 in their lifetime.
Wow.
If you spend more than $100 a month on delivery, it might be more than that. Here are five more stats about our food delivery habits. 82% of people say they order food at least twice a month. Only 4% said they'd never order delivery. 47% of us feel like we order food too much, and 52% feel guilty about it. The top three reasons for ordering food are you're craving something, you're too lazy to cook, and you don't have time. 18% say they're worse at cooking than they used to be because of ordering too much food. And the most popular thing we order, anyone? Anyone in the
pizza.
Class?
What's
pizza! Pizza, which isn't surprising. The rest of the top five are french fries, burgers, fried rice, and egg rolls, which, of course, is Chinese food.
Right,
so
right.
That's the way it is. But you guys figure you're at the $70,000 a year mark?
We've cut way back because it is. Right. We did figure out it is a money vampire.
Don't you order in bulk?
How do you mean?
Like your
he cooks
takeout.
A lot.
Your takeout.
Rob
cooks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
I know that.
Yeah, how about that?
We don't do a lot of Carla does did a lot of like the Wendy's chili and stuff like that for lunch. But as far as dinner time, the only time that we would have those run out for fast food or something like that would be cravings. It's never like because we're not.
But sometimes you just got to get a pizza. Sometimes
and then
you just
there's a guanaria. As, Carla in unhinged her jaw, by the way, when I laid that one on her from Rob's BY. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, the Salvation Army gets almost 40% of its annual donations from those red buckets that they set up outside grocery stores.
40%? Really?
40%.
Wow.
On Wednesday, volunteers checked a red kettle that was set up outside a grocery store in Portland, Oregon, and there was a $100 bill on top. That's a pretty good haul.
Yeah.
Then they realized it wasn't the only $100 bill in the bucket. It turned out someone had walked in and tossed 100 $100 bills in the bucket. If you're not great at math, that's $10,000, ladies and gentlemen.
Cool.
It's the largest single donation they've ever gotten in the Portland area. The largest in the U.S. was probably 2 years ago when someone dropped a check for $500,000 into a Salvation Army kettle in Minnesota. I love stories like that.
And you know what? Special. It's like every year, I think somebody in some city donates a Krugerrand, but they don't realize it until they're counting out because it looks just like they're putting a coin in.
Right,
but they're putting
exactly.
in pure gold, and it's a huge donation. I love hitting up and putting money in the kettle, even if it's just some pocket change.
I like to do it too.
Speaking of money, Mike, I was curious about this as far as the Yankees and the Red Sox and who's going to get Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox at this point, with all the money going to Stanton, they might go to the Red Sox. Harper might go to the Red Sox.
Not on their radar right now. There's some other guys, and I am not so plugged in. And the superstar level of some of these guys not at the level where it should be. There's Abreu. There's Martinez. I'm not sure, but I have not heard. I read the Boston Globe every day, and I have not read the Bryce Harper thing. I think Bryce Harper's got a good chance of staying with the Nationals. What do you read in D.C.? Does it look like he's going to stick around?
This article from the Times essentially breaks down the fact that his dream of becoming a Yankee and all the money that there was a school of thought that said the Yankees were saving up for Bryce Harper for the half a billion.
Bryce Harper would be a perfect Yankee.
But for the half a billion dollar play, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's not up yet, though, right?
He's
in a year. Yeah.
When
it's a shocker that Bryce Harper wants to be a Yankee.
When he is up, though.
How do you really feel?
Bryce Harper.
I
think he's perfect for the Yankees. If they get him after Giancarlo Stanton, I'm going to hate the Yankees just like I did when A-Rob was on the team.
Well, what I'm saying is with Stanton in play now, those dollars aren't what they used to be, right? So
well, no. I mean, but
it's over 10 years.
It's always going up. It's always going up for the marquee players. And by the way, in baseball, in football, in basketball, in major league sports, just like in the rest of society, the rich get richer and the other guys kind of just wallow down around the bottom. But of course, in major league baseball, you can wallow in the bottom of a bullpen and make $10 million a year, which is sick.
And while we're talking sports, we'd be remiss if we didn't congratulate the Washington Redskins.
Okay. Hey, Paula, I'm going to marry you.
Favorite time of year when I used to announce for them when that phrase, statistical elimination, happens. Because there was never a more excited home crowd.
What a sad game.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Bad stuff.
Yeah. You see, well, it wasn't a home crowd because they played in
after the elimination and you'd walk out on the field, they really didn't care about me then.
Yes, December rolls around and a shot of Kirk Cousins on the end of the bench with his head in his hands.
Yeah,
yes,
he sir-y. Should pray on that at a prayer breakfast.
Must be Redskins football. Oops. And now a little something-something. Crews responded Thursday morning to a stretch of Pennsylvania Highway where an overturned semi-truck spilled boxes of vodka onto the roadway. Police say the truck overturned at about 4 a.m. Thursday. The vehicle spilled its load of Tito's vodka onto the road.
Not bad.
Traffic was affected for nearly 10 hours as crews worked to clean up a mess and remove the truck. The roadway reopened shortly before 2 p.m. The driver of the truck suffered minor injuries and was taken to a local hospital to be checked out, firefighters said. The accident took place just over the city line of a town called Cerritoville, Pennsylvania. Where's all my Tito's at?
Hey, good news, Jimmy. The driver was marked safe.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ho, ho, ho.
Was that Santa? Oh, boy.
That's right. It is I, Santa Claus. And what would you like for Christmas, little boy?
All I ever wanted was to laugh. But it's just too hard to give someone the Mike O'Mara bonus show as a gift.
Ho, 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 ho! Wrong! Thanks to a little bit of Santa's magic and a whole lot of gin, it has never been easier to give the gift of the bonus show. All you have to do is ask Mommy or Daddy to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus show banner to get started.
But Santa, I'm an orphan.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
That may be a crueler Santa than the one in Rudolph. I really
do. You know that if we were to re-record that promo, it would be, oh boy, is that Santa? Robert does not sound like that anymore.
Really?
Yeah, his voice is real
so
low.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. The holidays are here, and if you haven't started shopping yet, well, you got to. Get it done.
Yeah.
Between the traffic, the parking, the lines, and the overall land of retail suck, why bother? Am I right, ladies? Huh? Wrong. Use Amazon. Using Amazon.com will save you time, money, and hassle. You might actually end up enjoying your holiday after all. Be like Alpino Gioia. Gioia.
Right.
Alpino Gioia. He bought 5 pounds of clay, some Harry Potter pajamas, and 1,000 pipe cleaners. Hey, pipe cleaners, get bent. Tim Gies bought the only thing that a true Scotsman wears under his kilt, wool socks. Thanks, Amazon. And Serena Spatola bought 3. Yes, 3 laptop batteries. Apparently, her laptop is even busier than old St. Nick's. You see, Amazon sells everything right from the comfort of your computer. And this time of year, that is what you need. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. It changes nothing for you. Means the world to us. Use the TMOS app or go through our website. Now go spend money, and lots of it, go deliver Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules. She's waiting for them. You're not paid to be a canary.
Don't steal tomorrow's line.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Let's open up the Audio Vault for today. Monday, December 11th, 2017, Rob Spiewak.
Go deliver Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules. She's you're waiting not, for them.
George, you're not paid to be a canary.
Yeah, I looked. Yeah. I did. I no longer have Rudy Martsky reading Mr. the pharmacist lines.
Whatever happened to Mrs. Blaine's capsules? By the way, just you know, just thought I'd random Christmas fact. Burl Ives was a Midwesterner.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Makes total sense. Thank you very much. Small town in Illinois. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Just thought I'd throw that.
Here's a callback, Mike. Do you remember the name Amethyst Realm?
No, I do not.
You had a story on her last week. She claimed that she had had sex with a ghost.
Ah, that's right. Ghostly sexual encounter.
Well, she is now doing all the talk shows in Great Britain and on the, the United Kingdom. She has claimed now to have had sex with 10 ghosts and that she's no longer interested in men and she wants to have, here's the buzzword for 2018, ghost babies.
Ooh.
She wants to have ghost babies.
She's enjoying the attention.
Of course she is.
She's doing all that. Hey, by the way, Rob Spiewak, look what arrived.
What?
Says happy grilling my Weber
Igniter. Ooh. That's cool.
Ooh. And the only thing I was going to tell you is that I don't know if it's going to be really easy to install.
It's
going to
be very easy to install. Have a ghost to install it. Have a ghost grill.
The ghost of Grills Past.
It's got all these little things on it.
Hey, do you have any handy neighbors?
Yeah, probably, but none that would talk to me. All right,
all right. Well, anyway, we finally found tape of Amethyst going. Hey, Mike, happy grilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
And season's greetings. Hey, the takeaway is that it was free. That's easy. Nothing to it.
There it is.
Nothing to it.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Here she is. This is describing what it's like to have sex with a ghost.
Starting to fall asleep. It came to me. And
what happened?
I don't know what I can say on TV.
Well, you just had sex. Wait.
You had sex?
Yeah, I had sex with the ghost.
With a ghost?
Yeah. Yes.
But you can't wrap your arms around a ghost.
No.
So how does the sex bit happen?
You can still feel it. Like, it's difficult to explain.
Like a weight.
Kind of a weight, but at the same time weightless. And like a physical, there's the breath and stroking.
Let's go to the Adele
the energy
concert.
As well. Energy was a lot to do with it. Do you feel a connection?
And does a sexual experience with a ghost end in orgasm?
For me, yeah.
Right, gosh, so wow.
And fan for the ghost?
I just hope so.
So. It's a new impression of a British person.
I am so.
Ghost.
I don't know.
Ghost.
Ghost and no. Hello.
So Jack Black, he is in the news again because he's in the new Jumanji movie. And a piece of shtick that he keeps going back to that I never tire of.
That guy could have been the next big guy.
Up themes to the movies that he's in.
Uh-huh.
This one he claims that he co-wrote with the Jonas Brothers. And this is him.
All right, see, but I think here's the thing. Jack Black's had an incredible career. There's no doubt about that.
A lot of luck.
I wanted more from Jack Black because I thought Jack Black was like sort of edgy way, way back in the day. Mm. And I still laugh at Jack Black. I just wish he would do more adult skewing.
My favorite Jack Black is the character in High Fidelity when he's the jerk that works in the record store.
Fantastic.
John Cusack, he's great.
Yeah. Oh, snob.
But here's
he's great in Anchorman, too. Oh, yes. Yeah. Cameo.
Here's his theme to Jumanji, allegedly written by the Jonas Brothers. So think of this the next time you go see The Rock's release. Okay.
Jumanji, it's a jungle inside your soul. Somewhere deep inside, at the end of the world.
Yeah! He's so
beautiful, but he doesn't stop. Jumanji,
survival your only goal. Plunge the jewel inside. Say the name of the game.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah.
But he doesn't stop.
That's the best.
Jumanji.
So I still like him. I still think that's a great bit. Let's close with this. Saturday Night Live, pretty good this week. James Franco was the host.
I read a lot of people slamming it. I've got it on tape. I haven't watched it.
Worth going through. There is a sort of a homage to the Julia Child bit that Dan Aykroyd did. I won't spoil it for you, but it's great. But this was my favorite sketch. The cold open, they had Santa Claus entertaining children. We'll close with this. Santa not doing a good job with his elf or his children. The elf played by, what's her name? The blonde that is so funny. Why your name just left me.
Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon plays the elf here. So here's Santa and the children and her elf.
And can you tell me, what did Al Franken do?
Can you take the Al Franken thing, Sugar Plum?
No. And in this climate, can you just call me Amy?
Okay, you know what? We should keep this line moving along. Okay, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Yes. Okay, who's up next? What about you? Maybe you like a toy from Santa.
Oh, you mean toy like the one Matt Lauer gave to his coworker?
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. And thanks for listening. And join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Go get yourself a bonus show. Thank you and so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.